Henry there.
Could be quite a weekend. 9:04, the UK's foreign aid budget should be better spent, used to boost Britain's soft power across the globe. That's the view of the think tank Respublica. Its director, Philip Blonde, is with us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
But ultimately, it is aid, and that's to help countries in need, but you seem to be suggesting we need to be spending it differently.
Yeah, if you look at many of the countries that are in need, they're in need because they don't have what we in Britain are so good at, is independent institutions serving the public good according to a mission that's quite different from the governments in power. The BBC, for example, would be you know, perhaps our most prominent exemplar of this. And if you look at countries that are falling apart, are sliding into chaos, the key factor to prevent them doing that is having institutions that are free or relatively free from the type of corruption and that is so often present in these nations.
But you're talking about universities, museums, as well as the BBC being better funded to extend that soft power influence. But is that really what some of these countries need?
It's actually what these countries need most of all. If look at somewhere like Ukraine. One of the problems in Ukraine is that the elite are entirely corrupted, whoever they claim to be. And that begins even at university level, where people buy their degrees because that's the only way to ensure that they get a high class mark. So even at that level, when they're 18, they cannot differentiate between a good and a bad elite. What you have to create in fragile nations is a pathway that is relatively free of corruption, where genuine excellence and genuine merit can emerge. Now, too often, governments are too far gone, but we can, through British institutions, we can start to create and foster corruption-free institutions in those nations, and they can do enormous good.
We'd have to do that with, in many cases, the tacit help of the governments, and are they likely to agree?
Well, you know, in part, they probably are likely to agree, because many in the government will recognise how hopeless their own services are. And if we can create trusted hybrid vehicles, not everybody who's in government abroad is evil. You know, often they're good people fighting against the culture that has built up over many years. And actually, the help of hybrid institutions to produce free institutions would often be welcome.
Just very briefly, we've only got about 30 seconds left. But the overseas aid budget is a contentious one. We have UKIP supporters, some on the right of the Conservative Party, believing we spend too much. You ultimately want to spend more. That might be a hard sell.
Well, we actually are arguing for reallocation within the already existing budget. But if it serves British interests and British power, then actually I think all parties can support it, because it will advance the greatness of this country across the world.
Philip Blonde, who is the director of the think tank Respublica, thank you. And that's it.
That's all from Gary and me for this morning.